Dean, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Hello, everyone. This is BJ with Just Stuff. So glad that you're able to be with us today. Today, we will talk about clothes and the way we dress in harmony with our body types. Today, my guest is Miss Courtney Johnson, and I will allow her to introduce herself to you. Courtney?
All right. Okay, you can hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, so I'm Courtney Johnson. I am an adjunct instructor at Southern University in the Department of Family and Consumer Sciences. So I teach fashion, and I'm here to talk about some clothes and some good stuff for y'all.
All right, and we're ready for it, too. You know, most women want to wear clothes that's flattering to them, to their body type, and all of the time that doesn't happen. And so we just want to see if you can give us a revelation on how we're supposed to dress according to our body types. And I hope that we don't get a lot of phone calls about talking about the way we dress, but here we go. How and why should we consider our body type when purchasing our clothes?
So, really, in essence, fashion is a form of nonverbal communication. So, your clothes and your appearance speak for you. It's saying what you can't say. So, whenever you dress yourself, you have to dress yourself in the way that you want to be spoken to, the way that you want to be seen. That's going to speak for you. So you have to put a lot of effort in how you appear.
And that makes perfect sense. You know, a lot of the time we don't, with busy schedules and whatnot, sometimes we just throw on anything so we can just go and get done what we have to do. So do you think that when we're just going out maybe to the grocery store or shopping or whatever, we still should pay attention to the way we dress?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The way you dress is also a form of good manners to the people around you. So even if you're just running errands, you can still hold yourself accountable of the way you look and the way you're presented. So you can still put a little effort in there. That you don't have to be dressed up. You don't have to be, you know, to the T, going to the nines, or whatever. You can just be comfortable, but you still have to make a little bit of effort. It is appreciated.
Yeah, and you did say it's the way we want to be seen. And now, should we have individual basic rules for the way we dress?
Well, I think for each individual person, it's going to vary. Some people just don't like fashion, and that's fine. Some people don't really want to be dressed a certain way. They just want to be comfortable, just throw on whatever. And that's okay if that's you. But there are some principles that kind of help us. Now, whenever we think of fashion and our clothing and our appearance, that's akin to basic principles of art and design. So whenever you think of like a painting, everything kind of flows together.
Right.
Everything meshes. Everything kind of looks good together.
Right.
So I think that's the the key. Everything has to look well together. If you're mixing patterns, if you have like some sort of plaid dress pants and you want to wear some nice blouse that has some sort of floral on it, that's mixing patterns. Those things should have some core common theme. So it could be a color. If you have a color that matches, if you have like light pink and gray, that could go together. You know, it has to match. It has to flow together like a painting.
And that would keep our look from being chaotic, because our look can be chaotic with different colors, right?
Yeah. So clothes can be chaotic, but again, it takes time, and you have to make an effort. It just takes time. Definitely try on your stuff before you wear it out, just in case it's you see it at home and you're like, no, this isn't happening. It's not gonna work. You could try something else. Another just like a key thing, you don't have to over accessorize things. You can, if you have on earrings and a nice necklace, you don't have to wear a whole bunch of jewelry up your arm. You can, you know, or you can have like earrings and just bangles or something, you know, and without the necklace. You know, you have to kind of balance it out. A lot of clothing is, whenever we wear it, it has to be balanced. It has to all go together. Just some things to look for.
Now, I have a question. I'll ask you later, because it's about senior citizens, but I'll ask you later. But anyway, how do you think our features affect our selection of clothes? That's a hard one.
It is a hard one because, again, that varies by person to person.
Okay.
But with that, I feel like you should accentuate what you like about yourself.
Okay.
So if you have really great legs and you want to show off your legs, wear skirts or shorts in the summertime, or, you know, it doesn't have to be too short to where it's not age appropriate, but you know, show off your legs. Or if you got great arms, think about Michelle Obama. She has great arms. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks she is so fit.
Mm-hmm.
And she always had on dresses that showed off her arms.
Yeah.
It always looked good. You know, it looked like an athletic feminine build, right? So definitely you want to accentuate the features that you like about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some other things, but with that, but we're gonna get to that later. But yeah.
Oh, okay then. You know, that is so eye opening because, you know, a lot of times we just don't pay attention to that, and you know, we want to look good, most of us, and these are perfect things that we can take time, and we should take time for ourselves because we're so busy doing everything for other people. Sometimes we miss ourselves in the scheme of things. And, you know, this is really good to know, you know, getting dressed, going out, and these different things. So I know I appreciate that. Now.
Definitely, clothing is that time for yourself. That definitely is. That's you time. You're getting stuff that you want to wear on your body that makes you feel good. So that's me time whenever you're shopping and looking for stuff to adorn yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you have to take that time out to represent yourself in the best way. So it takes a little time, but, you know, it can be fun. It doesn't have to be stressful.
Right. Yeah. are the different, I know there are different body types, so what are the different body types?
Okay, so this is something that we learned in school, so this is really interesting. So let's talk about body build, okay, before we get into the standard body types that we probably, a lot of y'all will know, but let's talk about the body build. So we have ectomorph. It's a weird word.
I know.
Ectomorph. Now, ectomorphs are people who are long and lean and tall. There's not a lot of body fat. There's not a lot of muscle on that person. They're just straight up and down like 6 o'clock. Just little.
Okay.
No offense to the ectomorph.
I know.
Then we have endomorph, right? Endomorph is somebody that has a lot of body fat. They carry a lot of muscle, a lot of fat on themselves. They can gain weight easily. An ectomorph is somebody who can put on weight pretty easily. The ectomorph is somebody that can't really gain a lot of weight. They're somebody that's always going to be skinny. And then someone who's a endomorph, that's like me, you know, I can gain weight, you know, today, I can eat a pizza, and then it's just going to sit in my stomach. So that's an endomorph.
Okay.
And then we have the mesomorph. So meso, the middle, right? So this is the person that's kind of in the middle. So the mesomorph have like an athletic, strong build.
Okay.
They're not overweight, but they're not underweight. They're kind of just in the middle.
Right.
So those are some of the body builds, right? Now, then we have our body type, which is something that a lot of people know, especially women. We kind of look to this whenever we're shopping and, you know, evaluating ourselves. So we have the triangle body type. Now, that's whenever you're kind of more pear-shaped, so you're a little more hippie. You got a smaller up-top part and a little wider at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the inverted triangle. Inverted triangle is wide shoulders, more larger upper body, and a little more narrow at the bottom.
That's me.
That's a lot of people are inverted triangles.
That
yeah.
is me.
Then we have the rectangle. Rectangle is kind of just straight. Think of somebody who's very athletic. They're kind of just straight up and down, kind of even. Then we have the oval shape. Oval is also sometimes called apple shape. That's where you have kind of lower, smaller lower body and more rounded at the midsection.
Okay.
And the last one we have is an hourglass. Now, a lot of people think that they have an hourglass shape, but that is very hard because the hip ratio and the shoulder ratio has to be the same. And in the middle, it's small. So it's definitely like an hourglass. You know, think like Kim Kardashian would be an hourglass.
Oh,
shape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of us are not that. A lot of us are inverted triangle or triangle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so those are our body types.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I imagine for some of these types, you're going to tell us what's the best line of dressing for that type body. Can you do that? Can you tell us the best pattern or design for that type, those types of bodies?
Yeah. So again, a lot of these have to do with just basic principles of art. Right? So look at your body as like a canvas, right? And the clothes that you put on yourself, that's paint.
Right.
That's what you're going to put on that canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And you want the paint to look good on that canvas. Now, it depends on what you like about yourself. An inverted triangle body type with the wide shoulders and more narrow at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
they may like that they have wide shoulders. So that person might want to accentuate it. So they might have, like, more cut-off shirt, you know, something halter or something that shows those shoulders. And on the bottom, if you wanted to, you could go with straight leg pants or wide leg or boot cut on the bottom so it doesn't look so narrow. Mm-hmm. If you're an inverted triangle body type, you wouldn't want to wear skinny jeans all the time.
No.
Because it'll make you look smaller.
Yes.
In the leg.
Yes.
You know, it's one of the things about fashion, it's all optical illusions.
Yeah, that, I was so going to ask you about that. How important are colors as an allusion to some mm-hmm. of our body features?
Oh, yeah. Everything in fashion, everything in appearance is an optical illusion, and that's more art-type stuff. It's just what you put on your body, and it depends on what you like about yourself. If you're more of an oval body type, like apple shape, and you have like a large midsection, you might want to wear shirts that are a little more loose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not tight on you, and you see every bump and everything in your stomach. You might not like that. So you can wear things that are looser mm-hmm. on the top. You can wear skinny jeans if you have an apple body type, or, you know, something that kind of complements what you want to hide.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important. Now, whenever we talk about, that's the next question, right? Okay. So, how do I want to say this? Again, with everything being an optical illusion, I know a lot of people think that wearing black is slimming.
Yeah.
That's an optical illusion. I don't know how to say it without making it sound weird.
That's okay. Go ahead.
If you're big, if you're a bigger body person,
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter what color you wear, we're still going to see that you're a bigger body person.
You are so right, because that's me.
if you're a small person and you can't, like, put on weight and you're just very frail, like,
mm-hmm.
no pattern is going to look like you have more meat on your bones.
You're right.
That's just what it is. So whenever we think of patterns and certain colors, it's just an optical illusion. That's kind of just your mind making you think you look a certain way. But definitely, if you like to wear black, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you like to wear patterns, if you like to wear certain colors, that's fine. But just know that it's just an optical illusion. It's not going to change anything about your body. Your body is still your body. So
you have to
like it. You have to just like your body.
Very true.
Really just wear what you like.
Okay, I have another question, Courtney, about leggings. That's just a pet peeve of mine, and I'm not the fashion police or anybody, but you know, the person that started leggings, I know they're multimillionaires. But leggings, to me, leggings is just not for everybody because it shows all the dimples and dents and rolls
mm-hmm.
and all of these things. And, you know, that's just not flattering. Not flattering. So are we supposed to buy them bigger or just not wear them at all if we...
Well, the thing about lips leggings. It's a synthetic material. It's something that is supposed to be tight fitted, right? Now, if someone is wearing leggings, are we talking about like athletic wear, like something you would go to the gym in, or no?
No, just casual.
Okay, so if it's casual, you know, if it's some leggings and it is casual, maybe have a looser top, and you know, maybe you could have a looser top that kind of covers the backside a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just make the leggings to be just like a little hint of color and pattern on that. You don't have to wear the leggings as like pants, like jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Just wear something that kind of covers it a little bit, or you know, put a jacket on around it or something. Now, whenever we're talking about casual jeggings or leggings, things like that, that's supposed to be covered with longer pieces on top. That's not mm-hmm. something that you necessarily wear just out. So it does kind of look weird, but I would just say layer it with other things that kind of hide not so great areas.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that makes sense to me. Now, one of the other things that I want to talk about is us, the senior citizens, because sometimes, how can the senior citizens dress trendy? Because to me, sometimes the senior citizens are ignored in the fashion world, and senior citizens want to look cute too. So,
yeah,
and we don't want to wear all flowers and all, you know, this type of things that says, well, I'm an old person, so I have to dress like this.
Our
senior citizens want to dress trendy, too. So how can we do that?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The fashion industry is still ageist.
Oh.
There's a lot of ageism there.
Oh,
yeah, so that's something that a lot of people in the industry are trying to change. What the models that represent a lot of brands are young people.
Right.
And that doesn't always reflect of the shopper, right?
Right.
So that's something to know, that there is a lot of ageism in the industry, and a lot of people are trying to do better with that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things I know about the baby boomer generation
mm-hmm.
and the greatest generation, which is before the baby boomers,
mm-hmm.
This age group is very brand loyal.
Yes.
They're very, if I like this brand, I'm just going to buy this forever and ever, amen. That's
yes.
what they do. My age group, we go with price. So if I could get it here, then I'm going to get it here. I don't care what brand it is.
Yeah.
But I think with senior citizens being more brand loyal, I think you can ease up on that. I think that it's okay to shop around at new brands that you don't know. So if you're a loyal JCPenney shopper,
mm-hmm.
you can go to Chico's, or you can go somewhere else that is your age group
mm-hmm.
but a different brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think kind of just taking that tip with the millennials who shop around at different places,
mm-hmm.
I think senior citizens should also shop around for places that are new to them, and even if you're just shopping around at the mall, look in stores that you haven't looked in before. Maybe you'll see something in there, maybe you won't. Definitely shop online.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of older the online stuff.
Yes, because I'm one.
There's more options on these stores' websites than are in the store. Mm-hmm. You know,
well,
if you're looking at Dillard's, there's only so much that they could fit in the store. You can go online and you can find way more stuff.
I said, okay, that's fine. I didn't think about that because I'm a Dillard's shopper.
Definitely. Also, just use the people around you. If you have if you're having a hard time like shopping online and something like that, use younger people that are around you and ask them how to do this or what's happening with this. I've never ordered anything online. They'll tell you. They'll help you.
Yeah.
Definitely use the people around you, but definitely shop around new places. Just try it.
Okay, then. Well, look, we're almost out of time, and I do appreciate you being with us today, and opened my eyes to a lot of things, and I'm sure someone who's listening, you have opened their eyes to how to dress.
I hope so.
It makes perfect sense. And you've given us more options to the things that we wear and how we choose the things we wear and how to, take that time, that personal time for yourself and dress appropriately. Mm-hmm. And I really do appreciate that. And thank you so much for being with us today.
No problem.
All right. I enjoyed this very much.
Yes.
Hey, join us again next week, next Tuesday, folks, for more of Just Stuff. God bless. God bless you. And we will have another great show. We will have another great show next week, next Tuesday. So don't forget, next Tuesday at 11 o'clock a.m., Just Stuff. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is roseyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, for the Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast, already in progress.
Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.